In order for the Jewish Antichrist to unite all religions of the world, the devil must convince mainstream Christianity to see the Jews as fellow believers, in spite of their rejection and blasphemy of Jesus Christ. Televangelists such as John Hagee ignore the clear teachings of the New Testament and apply the promises made to Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, to modern-day Christ-rejecting Israel. Anyone who holds a biblical view that the Jews are no longer God's chosen people is labeled by the media as an anti-Semite.
Israel's fight is our fight. We are one. We are united. We will not be discouraged. We will not be defeated. We will not be intimidated. We will not sit down. We will not be silent. We are the worst nightmare of the anti-Semites of the world. The victory is going to be ours.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
No, we stand with the people of Israel.
I am asking you to join with me and every Christian and every Jew and every freedom-loving American to demand that this president and Congress do whatever is necessary to eradicate the evil of ISIS and radical Islam from the face of the earth. It is time to act now.
And I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you.
You don't want to be an enemy of Israel.
And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Yes, amen.
You're either for or against her. You're one of the two.
The man, the church, the nation that blesses the state of Israel, the Jewish people, will be blessed beyond measure.
Blessing Israel doesn't just mean, so, well, I bless you.
Yeah.
You have to stand with them in their hour of need.
Of course, the Bible says in 2 John 9 through 11 that whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And what are you doing when you bid someone Godspeed? You're blessing them. So today's evangelical Christianity is saying that we must bless Israel if we want God to bless us. Yet 2 John teaches that if we bless those who deny the Son of God, we are a partaker of their evil deeds.
Evangelicals, of course, are a great segment of American Christianity. The Southern Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Assembly of God, all of these are very fervent groups, and they've basically been very pro-Israel, pro-Zionist. Many of them have actually closed the door to conversion by saying, oh, well, you don't need Jesus. You're a Jew.
In the Houston Chronicle, John Hagee was quoted as saying, I'm not trying to convert the Jewish people to the Christian faith. There is nothing in The Night to Honor Israel that does that. In fact, trying to convert Jews is a waste of time, he said. The Jewish person who has roots in Judaism is not going to convert to Christianity. Everyone else, whether Buddhist or Baha'i, needs to believe in Jesus, he says, but not Jews. Jews already have a covenant with God that has never been replaced with Christianity.
And really, that's the most anti-Semitic thing you could possibly say. Don't evangelize the Jews, because that's going to send the Jews to hell. The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Yet John Hagee teaches that the Jews are already good to go. We don't need to evangelize the Jews.
Well, John Hagee is totally wrong. The Bible tells us that we are to win the lost, and we are to preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I mentioned earlier about C.I. Schofield being divorced and remarried. Isn't it interesting that John Hagee is the same story? Divorced his wife, remarried another lady, and leads a large Pentecostal church and emphasizes Israel to the point of idolatry.
Free is free indeed. Give him praise and glory in the house of God. From the 18,000 people who belong to his church in San Antonio, Texas,
John Hagee today,
to the 99 million homes he says tune into his weekly radio and television broadcast, John Hagee has built an empire sharing the gospel of Israel with evangelicals around the world.
Jesus Christ.
And as the leader of CUFAN, his power extends from the pulpit to politics.
John Hagee is a blasphemous false teacher who teaches that Jesus Christ did not come to this earth to be the Messiah.
In defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose in defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world over.
Hagee goes on to say in the Houston Chronicle article, many Christian theologians are anti-Semitic because they say the covenant with the Jews is gone, that the Jews have been replaced by Christianity, and that Israel does not deserve American military and financial support. Not only do Christian Zionists like Hagee teach that Christians must support Israel, they also demand that the U.S. government support Israel militarily and financially. And because evangelical Christians make up a large part of the voting populace, politicians dutifully make the trip to Israel to pray to the Jewish God at the Wailing Wall.